What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to politics here. Interesting story that came out of LouRockwell.com. And Lou Rockwell is somebody who's got a good reputation for doing the research and getting the information out there. And basically, he's got a new take on why LBJ wanted the USS Liberty to sink. Now, remember, there was that whole big stink where Israel attacked the USS Liberty, put a torpedo into its side, shot it all up, shot away the antennas, and they were unable to sink it. And finally, the crew of the Liberty were able to get a radio message out saying, we're under attack by Israelis. And a nearby aircraft carrier launched a rescue mission that was ordered back on the deck by LBJ through McNamara. And LBJ was quoted as saying that he would prefer to see the ship and its crew on the floor of the ocean than embarrass our friend in the Mideast. Well, Lou Rockwell has come out with this article that reveals some insights into the character of LBJ, and by extension, the character of politicians in general, and basically said that he was trying to do Israel a favor, keeping them out of hot water over the Liberty, so that they would help him ensure his reelection. And so that's the reason that our Navy personnel were not only placed in danger, but kept there. LBJ was willing to lose the ship and its entire crew, thinking it would convince Israel to help him win re-election. All right, somebody's done a poll, and they came on out saying that Americans believe that Jeff Epstein did not commit suicide by a margin of 3-1. Remember, William Barr came out, I think it was just yesterday or over the weekend, saying, no, there's no conspiracy. It was just this incredibly bizarre chain of coincidences. You know, both guards fell asleep at the same time. The cameras quit working, and all these other things happened, and they shouldn't have happened, but it was just this amazing chain of coincidences that happened and allowed Epstein the window in which to kill himself. So that really didn't make a lot of sense anyway. And he sacrificed his credibility apparently for nothing, because Americans aren't buying the suicide story by a margin of 3-1. Most people think he was murdered. A sizable number think he's actually still alive somewhere. I'm one of the latter. And again, because of the dead man switch issue. Nobody is in that line of work without, nobody's in that line of work without taking precautions. And I've noticed that just in the last couple of weeks, we're starting to hear certain politicians like Rudy Giuliani openly talk about having dead man switches. Keep themselves alive. All righty, let's talk about the economy a little bit. And there's an article here, again, from Investment Watch, Investment Watch blog, basically saying to expect the ECB, the European Central Bank, to use the excuse of a climate crisis to justify a new stimulus plan. Okay, the world is broiling. We're going to make up a whole new bunch of money to fight human-caused global warming. Interestingly enough, the climate extremists are actually starting to devour their own And you've probably heard about this group, the Extinction Rebellion. They're well known for basically blocking traffic, causing gridlock. And apparently, they are being dismissed as irrelevant because they're too white and they're too rich. They're not woke enough. Apparently, woke now means not white and not rich. High-wage workers are spending less money. That's a sign of an impending recession. And when Claire and I were over in Jasper, we were noticing how many of those storefronts are empty. Huge amounts of retail vacancies. According to Fitch, they're predicting global car sales are likely to decline by around 3.1 million units this year, a larger decline than in 2008. We're going to go ahead and do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network right here. Now, the story over here, it's official. JP Morgan Chase is the riskiest big bank in the U.S. And there is a school of thought that high risk means high rate of return, which if you've got a healthy economy, that can very often work in your favor. But that's what happened back in 2008 after Glass-Steagall was revealed. These big merged depositor and investment banks started playing fast and loose with customers' money, and they started taking big, big risks, and then it all fell apart. Especially right now, this is a time when any financial institution ought to be being very cautious and just working on preserving its capital base rather than going for the big score. But the fact of the matter is that Wall Street, for the most part, is like this giant open-air casino. And the people who work on Wall Street, they're hooked on their own adrenaline along with a lot of drugs. If you have not seen The Wolf of Wall Street, you may want to look on it. It's based on a true story from the book written by the guy who plays that central character. And by the way, if you're going to watch Wolf of Wall Street, you do not want the children in the room with you. Claire's agreeing with me. Heck, Claire wouldn't let me stay in the room to watch the dirty parts, so... Well, I'm in trouble now. What can I tell you? Okay. So, another comment from Investment Watch blog. It's incredible that all the same people who led the world into the last recession are leading the world into the next. These ultra-rich hedge fund managers and CEOs, they never get fired. They always find some lower-level clerk to dump the blame on. And just if they step down, they've got huge golden parachutes. It really is a racket. This is a country that favors the wealthy over everybody else. There's not even a pretense of any kind of fairness anymore. Now, getting on back to Amazon, it appears that back in 2017, there was an Amazon worker killed by a forklift in a Plainfield warehouse. And the state of Indiana originally found the company, Amazon, was at fault. And, pardon me, the state cited Amazon for four major safety violations and fined it $28,000, which isn't a lot of money for Amazon. But it turned out that at the same time this was happening, Governor Eric Holcomb was trying to lure Amazon to Indiana to build their second headquarters. And so calls were made, and every single fine and charge that had been levied at Amazon went away. It revised the final report to say that, oh yes, the Amazon worker was to blame. Apparently, the theory is that he waited for the guards to fall asleep and for the security cameras to quit working, and then he hanged himself on the forklift or some such dribble, some such nonsense as that. All righty. Article from the College Fix. College costs skyrocketed 112% above the rate of inflation over the last 4 years. They're gouging these kids. And academic support, unless you're an illegal immigrant or a refugee, it's very hard to find any kind of academic support. So what do the students do? Well, they go get a student loan. Because they've been told that if they go to college and they have a four-year degree, that it's going to be no problem finding a high-paying job and paying this extraordinary expense. There's no justification for college costs climbing that fast, that much higher than the rate of inflation, other than greed. So, those kids got used. They got taken advantage of. All right. Tad Revelle, who's the chief investment officer of the California bond house TCW, doubts that the central banks can prevent the impending economic downturn. He spots increasing signs of stress on the credit sector and recommends holding safe assets to be prepared for turmoil in the financial markets. Well, what's a safe asset? Something with tangible value. Silver, gold, gemstones. And Revelle does not really give a lot of interviews, but he sort of came out of his shell for this one, saying that you've got to start thinking defensively about your portfolio, especially in the investment grade segment, where many companies are more leveraged than their rating would indicate. Now, here's a very interesting little story. President Trump reportedly makes Jared Kushner the manager of the border wall construction. And so Jared is dutifully heading on down there, and he's scheduling these U.S.-Mexico border wall meetings every 2 weeks to press for quicker progress, which hasn't been happening. And, yeah, it looks good for Trump to send Jared down there. But I have a feeling that from Jared's point of view, this is a punishment duty, because maybe he wasn't able to get the deal of the century pushed through on the Palestinians, or he offended in some other way. But it's like being in the Navy and being assigned to Diego Garcia or Adak, Alaska. It's not because they need you there. It's because you did something that angered the higher-ups. Now, here's an interesting little story, and it's a good example of why I do not support the death penalty. Apparently, three men who are now in their 50s were wrongfully convicted as teenagers of shooting and killing a boy 14 in their Baltimore school back in 1983. And they have been freed after 36 years as prosecutors finally admitted that a different student pulled the trigger. And this was all about the sports jacket, a Georgetown starter jacket. And Alfred Chestnut, Ransom Watkins, and Andrew Stewart were teenagers when they were convicted of murdering teenager DeWitt Duckett in his Baltimore school for his Georgetown starter jacket. They were convicted on the basis that one of them had a Georgetown starter jacket, which it turned out was a gift from his mother, and she still had the receipt. So the case was reinvestigated by the Conviction Integrity Unit within the Baltimore State's Attorney Office after Chestnut, 52, wrote a letter in May asking for help. So it's inescapable. Our justice system makes mistakes. You get overzealous prosecutors. They just want to score a conviction. They're thinking about running for mayor somewhere down the road. You know, convict him. I don't care what you have to do. Just get him in jail, and I can rack him up as a conviction. Now, of course, these three kids have got one heck of a lawsuit against the city because they're in their 50s. It's not like they can really restart their lives over. Their prime years have been taken away from them. Fortunately, the taxpayers will ultimately pay whatever the settlement is, rather than the prosecutors and the judge who wrongfully convicted these people. This is why I cannot support the death penalty. If you put somebody in jail wrongly, like Leonard Peltier, Mumia Al-Jamal, somewhere down the road you can release them. Come to a financial settlement, let them live out what remains of their lives. But once you take the life away from somebody, that's it. End of story. And if it comes out later on that you executed the wrong person, there's no remedy. Until we can give life back to those it is wrongfully taken from, we shouldn't take it in the first place. Our justice system is far from perfect. Between the incompetence, the deliberate corruption, the political wrangling, it's a system that works really well for the super wealthy, except for Jeff Epstein. Ordinary people just get ground up like so much fodder. Okay, if you're a movie buff and if you're a Monty Python buff, then you're familiar with the name Terry Gilliam. And he's this, you know, director who directed some of the Monty Python movies, and then he tried to do one on his own about Don Quixote, which didn't work out quite as well. But he's out there just ripping this superficial nonsense of Hollywood political correctness and say, you know, it's all for show. It's the latest fashion trend, being politically correct. And it has gone off the deep end here. I mean, the ACLU used to be a civil rights organization. Now they've gone completely over to the other side. They're declaring that men can get periods, get pregnant, and give birth. So the ACLU is now an anti-science, hallucination, propaganda hub. Apparently, this was in response to the fact that there's an International Men's Day, and the ACLU just found that very offensive. Apparently, over in Lancaster Middle School, they fired the doctor after he says that a girl couldn't be allowed on the boys' wrestling team. The doctor came back and said, that's not the full story. There was a medical examination involved in which he determined that she could be seriously injured. The school board, being politically correct, said, no, we're here to guarantee that boys and girls together can do whatever they want. It's just bizarre. Okay, back to Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos basically came on out. He appeared at the San Diego Air and Space Museum Saturday to be inducted into the International Air and Space Hall of Fame for his work on Blue Origin, the spaceflight company he founded in 2000. And apparently, as part of his speech, Bezos came out and said that one day Earth will be zoned residential and light industry, and all heavy industry will be moved into space. It's the only way to save this planet. You got to take a break for a commercial, and I'm going to let you ponder what is wrong with what Jeff is suggesting. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about Amazon owner Jeff Bezos, who was in San Diego to basically accept the honor of being inducted into the International Air and Space Hall of Fame for his work on Blue Origin. And during his acceptance speech, he got off on raising the alarm on the environment and coming up with this idea that all of the heavy industrial activity on Earth must be moved into space to save the Earth. He's out there saying one day Earth will be zoned residential and light industry, and we'll move all the heavy industry into space. It's the only way really to save this planet. Okay. Proof that Jeff really isn't as sharp as he thinks he is. He just got very lucky. How much fuel will have to be burned to lift all that weight into orbit? How much heat will be generated by all that fuel being burned? How much heat and other pollutants will be generated building all of those rockets? Take all that heavy industry into orbit. Didn't think it through. He really, really did not. And again, given the performance of Amazon Prime TV right now, I'm not as impressed with Jeff as I used to be. Alrighty, over in London, apparently Echo Warriors, went on a rampage slashing the tires of cars, and apparently they left a note on one woman's vandalized car, basically saying that David Attenborough and Planet Earth, thank you for driving such an environmentally sensitive vehicle. Thank you. Meaning it couldn't be driven. She was not the only victim. This actually gets back to that concern we had with this TV series, The Hunter. People can be just encouraged to do just about anything these days. It's on TV, it's on a video game. We have forgotten what restraint is supposed to be about. Losing that delineation between what is the real world and what is fantasy. Anyway, Kamala Harris is bragging that she will forcibly seize patents from drug companies that do not comply with her policies. So she's on the warpath against Big Pharma, but we don't know what her policies are going to be. I remember when we were all told the Affordable Care Act, you know, was going to be this great and wonderful policy change, and it turned out to be an epic disaster. It turned out to be great for the health insurance companies, who we found out later on actually wrote most of the ACA. It basically cranked up the premiums, cranked up the deductibles. Okay. All right, this happened here in Indiana, over at Goshen Hospital in Goshen, Indiana. And apparently between April 1st and September 30th, a hospital worker was improperly sterilizing instruments. They're calling it a botch-up. Now, there apparently is a multi-stage sterilization protocol. And one of the stages was just being ignored and forgotten. And more than 1,000 surgery patients have received letters saying you may have been exposed to HIV, hepatitis, and other blood-borne infectious diseases. And the hospital is offering to pay for blood tests to find out if you actually got infected. But boy, can you imagine the lawsuits that are going to start flying the instant a single person comes down with one of these diseases. Anyway, Daniel Nafziger, the hospital's chief medical officer, insisted that the hospital will ensure the incident won't occur again. Well, that sounds good. These incidents keep occurring. We know that the protocol was originally set up to make sure that everything was sterile. It just wasn't being followed. Somebody got lazy. Somebody wanted to skip a step and get home early for the football game. Now, this being Thanksgiving, everybody's getting ready to do some serious cooking here, and you need to be aware there's an outbreak of E. coli linked to romaine lettuce. And if you're making romaine lettuce as part of your Thanksgiving meal, you need to look at its origin label. Where did it come from? And it's harvested from the Salinas, California growing region. Do not eat it. Throw it away. Apparently, I'm going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. Tell us what you are thankful for this Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about health, safety, the quality of products here in the United States of America. And I sort of got an introduction to that all those years ago when I worked in Germany on a film project, because like so many other people, I like chocolate. And I'd sort of grown up on American chocolate. And I'm not going to name any particular company names. Some are better than others. But it turns out what passes for chocolate in the United States is usually chocolate-flavored paraffin. And when I went to Germany and started sampling some of their chocolates, I said, ooh, what a difference. That's amazing. But everything's value engineered. I remember the Godiva company, high-end select, and they're value engineered now. And that's a symptom of fascism. Anyway, there's a recent report out by the Environmental Working Group, and it shows that approximately 2,000 untested chemicals can be found in a huge variety of conventional processed and packaged foods which are available for purchase in the U.S. supermarkets. These chemicals are legal based off current chemical regulation laws or lack thereof in the United States. Now, out of the thousands of chemical additives that were discovered, several are known or suspected carcinogens, like synthetic sodium nitrite, which is found in many varieties of processed meats, cold cuts, hot dogs, things like that. The World Health Organization considers these probably carcinogenic. Another chemical, butylated hydroxynonisole, or BHA, is listed by the state of California as a cancer-causing chemical, can be found in many items like frozen pepperoni pizza. And many other alarming chemicals are found in the packaging of the food themselves, such as polypropylene, sulfuric acid, and bisphenol A. And so you have to go to the supermarket and you have to sort of make this decision. You know, how much risk am I willing to expose myself to for the convenience of these packaged foods? But there is a choice you're going to have to make. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you brought up before about political correctness, and I just I find it kind of ironic that people that practice political correctness and people that allow it to kind of control them, it's really destructive to them, you know? I mean, it's not helping them. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I've always said, like, when I was doing our 9/11 stuff and all that, I was like, yeah, they might have, you know, 20 times the amount of people on the other side, but we have the independent thinkers, you know? We have the courageous ones, you know? It was the quality of the people on my side that I always liked. It was like, I'd rather have 10 of the guys that used to show up with me on a street corner than 10,000 of the slobs that just go, you know, go wherever the trendy things tell them to go, you know? So I think that, you know, watching the Democratic debates, I think the same thing. It's like they just get softballs from the media and they don't attack each other. And it's kind of like, you know, that's what makes them strong. If you attack them, you ask them hard questions, you know, so what's going to happen is they're going to get this weak candidate, and I just mean weak in their ability to, like, withstand, like, hard questions, and they're going to go up against Trump. Now, Trump, he's always getting hard questions, and you see him out there on the White House lawn, and you could see he enjoys it. And he gets nothing but hard questions from the media every day. You hear the gaggling women screaming like hysterical questions at him, and they just rolling right off him. I mean, I don't think any of the Democratic candidates could stand 10 minutes of what Trump goes through in one of his press conferences, because all they do is lob softballs at him all day long. And it was the same way with Hillary. Hillary never got asked any tough questions. It was like they surrounded her with yes people, and then she was weak for that. And then she had to go up against Trump, and Trump just mopped the floor with her in the debates. And it's going to be the same thing. And, you know, I don't get it, because if I was a liberal, and I'm not, but if I was, like, say I ran CNN and I was in charge, I'd be like, hey, look, ask tough questions. It's not going to weaken them. It's actually going to make them stronger, you know? It's like PC. It doesn't help the people that you're supposedly protecting. It weakens them, you know? And they're setting themselves up for another disaster, you know, in the election. So I just, you know, the whole PC thing is, it's kind of like whoever invented it, probably from the, you know, our side, because it's so insidious for them. I mean, I had on Fox some comedian, Davidson from Saturday Night Live. He's saying that political correctness is ruining comedy. It's like they can't even go on college campuses anymore. So what good is that? You know, I mean, look, these snowflakes are like, but they're not hurting us, you know. It doesn't hurt me. they're hurting themselves is what they're doing. They're going to be a bunch of weak little, you know, hysterical snowflakes, and you know, they're never going to be able to, you know, tough things happen to you in life. You know, tough things happen to everybody in their life. And, you know, you got to be tough to handle some of these things. And they're really weakening a generation of people, but, you know, they are weakening lefties. So in a way, that might be a good thing, you know.
Well, I view political correctness as kind of a cultural Marxism, where the government can't force us not to say certain things, so they sell it as a fashion trend.
Oh yeah, and it affects the trendies, you know, and the lefties that want to be popular. You know, they use MTV and Hollywood to make it the trendy thing, and all the cosmopolitan magazines. You know, you can see how they like catapult this stuff out there, but you know, and the people that eat it up and you know apply it in their lives, they deserve what they're going to get because it's just like weakening themselves. It's kind of a kind of an alternate view on, you know, whatever doesn't hurt, kill me, makes me stronger. That's the other side of the equation. Whereas the lefties are like, well, you know, whatever doesn't offend me makes me weaker, you know. I mean, it's the, you know, so I'm glad that my side is the one that's the brunt of the PC stuff because that makes us tougher. It makes us smarter. I said, you know, being like demonized and being, you know, it makes you a kind of, forces you to be a bit of a subversive in that you have to go underground, but that makes you smarter, you know? That makes you, you know, find a better quality of friends, you know? You learn the spirit of core, you learn courage, you know, you learn things that the other side doesn't, because it's just, for them, it's just trendiness and what's popular, you know? So I really do want to say to all people out there that have stood their ground on different political issues lately, and whether it's 9/11 or Vince Foster or Waco, you know, I'm thankful for all you, you know, this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That there are people that rose to the occasion, and you're like such a class of people above the normal, the average, that it just amazes me, and I'm just glad to be able to hear you and to be your friends and all that stuff. I really am thankful for that.
Well, I'm thankful that you feel that way, and thanks for all the kind words. But I think the idea that political correctness is making people weaker, I think that's part of the actual design. Is everybody is so obsessed and focused on, you know, not saying something that's offensive that they lack the vision to look beyond and say, what's really going on? What's Washington, D.C. doing today that, you know, they couldn't get away with a year ago?
Well, you know, it's, it's like Trump. I recognize in Trump, he's stream of conscious. He has a stream of conscious, and you see him do it. And it's very brave for a president to do that, because most presidents aren't open like that. And you really, the problem with political correctness is what it does to your brain is that you're putting barriers in your own brain, and you're slowing down the ability of your brain to communicate, because you have, it's like you're a warden on your own brain. Oh, don't go there. Oh, don't say that. So what you're doing is you're limiting the creativity and the flow of your brain working between hemispheres and working between your subconscious and your conscious mind, your unconscious mind. So, you know, by political correctness, really, I bet you if you put, like, somebody that's really into political correctness and you put his brain in a brain scanner, whereas if you took, like, one of a free-thinking brain and put it in a brain, like, one of them would be probably partially dead in certain orbs of the brain, whereas the other would be flying around, you know, because that's what you got to be. So yeah, a creative mind can be offensive, you know. You say things out of your brain because you're just letting it out. You don't have restrictions on your mind, you know, and that's good in a way. I mean, you know, certain jobs you can't be that way these days, but you know, for creative jobs and entertainers and comedians, you have to tap into that, you know, a stream of consciousness, and they're destroying that with their political correctness is what they've done. They've really and it's sad because these people are walking around and they're not using the ability that their brain can do, you know? So anyway, I just think that it's really, like I said, they're really damaging themselves, you know? I just saw, like, what's her name on TV, AOC, and she's saying, oh, don't use the term free things or free goods or something. And I'm like, oh, there's another term that she wants to ban, you know? There's another word we're not allowed to say. So you could just see these pathetic people, these trendies going, oh, next time if they try to say it, they just, oh, don't say that. So what are they doing? They're restricting their own minds, you know? It's sad.
Yes.
It is very sad because it's very, very destructive, you know, to them. So I guess there's a benefit.
Yeah, definitely. And it does seem that the plan is to basically condition people not to think outside the box. But you made a point earlier that's definitely valid. There are a lot of comedians who will no longer do college gigs because of the long list of things you can't talk about. Well, for something to be funny, very often has to be shocking as well. And so if you're out there trying to be funny without offending anybody, what are you going to do? The pie in the face routine? Oh, you're going to upset the bakers with that one.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, especially comedy. I mean, that's what that one – and that guy Davidson, the comedian, is a real lefty. I mean, he is a lefty. He was the guy that was running down that Crenshaw that time. But even the lefties are start – because they, you know, they're creative-minded people. And I guess maybe there'll be a backlash against it. But at the same time, let all the suppressed lefties come over and join the righties as far as the political correctness issue is concerned, because it's really destructive. And to see it on college campuses where brains are supposed to be activated, you know, where the creative mind is supposed to actually blossom. And it's actually they go in there and they're put in prisons. They're imprisoning their own minds. It's really sick and sad. But at the same time, it's almost like, well, it's like they want it, so you got it. You know, if you want to be trendy and you want to put, you know, your mind in, as it would be a warden on your mind, go ahead. You know, you're going to pay a price for that, though. Anyway,
I mean, you're right about the universities. You know, when I went to college, it was where you were supposed to have the freedom to explore new ideas. Some of it got very radical out there, you know, not violent, but, you know, just challenging the social norms. And universities today, and I know this because I was teaching computer animation at the University of Hawaii a couple of years back, they have become the most rigid enforcers of the status quo. And then they have the temerity to turn around and charge these kids, you know, all of this money and get them hooked on these student loans to basically make sure their brains stay empty.
Well, they just, the people that are at the top, find smart people threatening. So when you get the people that are somewhat smart, they can, you know, memorize things and spit them out. That's the kind of smart they want, because they want repeaters. They don't want creative thinkers. And the creative thinkers are destroyed in institutional education systems. That's why you'll see a lot of guys that got into Harvard break off and start multi-billion-dollar companies, because they get in there and they start screwing with their minds. And they're like, no. And, you know, I always found that a lot of the real creative people I've met, and I met a lot of them, always had a little bit of a weirdness to them, you know, and that was good. But the system really punishes that now. It was bad enough when I was a kid, but I could just imagine how bad it is now, you know. And you got to let people have their quirkiness and let them, if they're offensive or funny, but offensive, hey, come on, you know. But it's just, and you know, what's sad is, like, as a country, you know, other countries aren't doing that, and they're going to eat our lunch, you know, in the future, this generation, you know, hopefully they
now,
can.
Let me cut in here. Let me cut in here because we're almost at the commercial break here. Do you remember this singer, Harry Chapin?
Oh, yeah, I remember. He died in Long Island. My buddy was going to his concert.
He died rather suddenly and tragically, but one of his most popular songs was called The Flower Song. And it was about this kid who went to school. And, you know, the teacher just said, we're going to draw flowers today, and the flowers are red, and they're in neat little rows on green stems and leaves, and you don't need to think about drawing flowers any other way. And the kid was out there saying, no, I mean, I see all these different colors out there. And even back then, you know, Harry Chapin could see what was coming along. And if you haven't heard the song, I'm sure it's out there someplace.
I'm writing it down right now, The Flower Song. I'll go to YouTube. I'll find it on YouTube.
It may well be. I think there's been several animations that were done to it. But yeah, and Harry had this gift for seeing what was going wrong with society. And he wrote it into his music, and that's what made him popular.
Yeah, he was wonderful. He died on, my dad said he knew a friend of his, and the guy always used to say he used to drive way too fast. And he was in like a car accident somewhere on Long Island.
Yeah, well.
But he was great.
Anyway, listen, I got to let you go.
Yep.
We got to take a break for commercials. And thank you for the phone call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Over in Japan, Japan's government has declared that it's now safe to release the contaminated Fukushima water into the ocean. Problem just went away. health risks to humans would be significantly small. Well, frankly, I think we're hearing some nuclear industry BS, because the half-life of the contaminants in that water is in the billions of years. But the fact is that they've just flat out run out of room. And they've saved up in these tanks more than 1 million tons, and it's still pouring out of the reactors, trying to keep them from melting down more than they already have. This is going to be part of our lives, you know, for the rest of however long we're going to be alive. And this idea that they're just going to start dumping the water into the ocean, they're going to destroy the Pacific Ocean as a food source. And we're already running out of food all over the globe. We're looking at serious food shortages in the future. And certainly we're going to see it hit in this country because the late departure of the previous winter and the floods that followed from all of that snow that we had been told was a thing of the past ruined a lot of farmlands. Even after the floodwaters went away, the soil was so saturated, it literally could not hold the seeds up. They'd start to sprout, and then they'd flop over and die. And of course, you have the oil and Corexit poisoning the Gulf of Mexico and all the sea life in there. And now we have an early hard winter about to hit again. The growing season is over for 2019, and yes, it's started to rain out there. So this is basically Japan is just saying, we can't solve this problem, let's just dump it and, you know, pretend that it's safe. And I understand there's nothing they can do about it. They can't fix it. All righty. Apparently, also in Japan, I'm sorry, this is in China, they had an earthquake. It was a 5.0, which isn't all that big. But it was enough where fish were literally panicked, freaked out, and were jumping out of the fish pond. So, anyway. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. When we come on back for hour number three, the Lady Claire is going to be joining us over a phone line. We still don't have our regular audio lash-up working. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.